Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
This morning's Mass being offered for the repose of the soul of Patricia Marks and her entrance antiphon may be found on page 359. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will tell of your name to my kin. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And brothers and sisters, let us begin by acknowledging our sins so as to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they had arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
O God, let all the nations praise you.
May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you.
Alleluia, alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. And I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandments is eternal life, so that what I say as the Father told me. The Gospel of the Lord.
We continue our interesting trek through the Acts of the Apostles, and we're told today that the Word of God continued to spread, continued to grow. It was great news in the early church and something for which we pray today. And that's why it's another question whether that's happening today. And the answer is mixed. In some areas of the world, certainly is. Some areas locally, the church is continuing to grow. And in other parts of the world, it seems to be sort of a slow fade. That's the story of the church. We all know there are three, in particular, great missionary journeys of St. Paul that are described in Acts of the Apostles, and today we see the beginnings of those. Incidentally, he's still called Saul until very recently, when all of a sudden the switch to Paul is noted just a few verses after the end of today's reading. So tomorrow, you're going to start hearing him referred to as Paul. And with that switch shows you how the church was taking root. Not thinking about the past, but focusing now on the future. Saul is in the past. Now it's Paul and spreading the gospel. And it was in Antioch, as we heard yesterday, that the disciples of Jesus were called Christians for the very first time. So things were really beginning to fall into place. In the early centuries of the church, it was natural that the church in Antioch would come to be regarded as one of the great centers of Christianity. It was 300 miles away from Jerusalem. At one point, it boasted 500,000 people in biblical times. It was a major center. It was attractive to Romans. And among its monuments, it came from a great colonnaded street. You might say it was the Summit Avenue of Antioch. Just a great, majestic, wide street which ran from east to west along the walls of the earlier city. And by the time it was completed, they had a 30-foot-wide marble-paved street, the ruins of which you can still see today. And I think special mention, though, must also be made of the extraordinary efforts undertaken a few centuries later by St. John Chrysostom, of all people, to promote reconciliation and communion between the Christians of the East and the West. And in particular, his contribution several centuries later would prove decisive in putting an end to the split that separated Antioch from the See of Rome and other Western churches. So, brothers and sisters, our story today is one of tremendous growth. And when the gospel reaches a major city of the Near East, as it did in Antioch, it only increased the chances that the church would spread worldwide. It was becoming a force to reckon with. It wasn't just a small band of disciples. It was growing and spreading. And that's, of course, what we hope for today. Let us continue to pray for the spread of the gospel, as well as pray for the unity that Jesus desires for the church, and believe and trust that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us on the path to truth. Please stand for our petitions. In Easter joy, with hope-filled confidence, we present our needs to the Lord.
For Pope Francis and Archbishop Hepta, may the resurrection of Christ give them renewed strength to proclaim the gospel with confidence and joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for those who God is calling to the service in the church. May they respond with courage and share the light of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for an increase in respect for human life, may the risen Christ inspire us to work to build a culture of life that respects the human person from the moment of conception through natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our beloved dead, may they share in the fullness of joy in the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, giver of new life, please hear our humble prayers. They are made in the strong and holy name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith, we proclaim. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Bernard, our Bishop, his assistant bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you.
Those of you watching or listening, we invite you to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
I have chosen you from the world, says the Lord, and have appointed you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Alleluia. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.
We try to explain the faith in a really conversational tone so that you can in turn explain it to others. That's the idea.
Cale Clark.
And we really do count on our listeners here at Relevant Radio to spread the word about what we do. So please share about these programs, whether it's the Faith Explained program, the Cale Clark Show, or any of the other great shows that we have on our network. It's great to share them on social media and conversation with friends.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
That's how the word spreads.
Relevant Radio.